This is KCUR 89.3. Decades of intensive farming have contaminated the groundwater across many parts of the plains, but a new kind of plan may help farmers in northeastern Nebraska address this problem. For Harvest Public Media, Ariana Brocious reports.
Farmers rely on nitrogen fertilizer to maximize their bushels of corn and soybeans, but nitrogen not used by plants because too much was applied, or the timing was off, or the rain or irrigation washed it away, makes it into the water supply. At a nitrogen management class in the small town of Creighton, Nebraska, Tanner Jenkins shows a group of about 40 farmers a chart of groundwater data. He works for a local groundwater district.
The nitrates over time, you can see that red line is the nitrate trend. We're on a pretty steady upward click.
Farms sit shoulder to shoulder across this part of the high plains, where shallow water tables and sandy soil have accelerated the movement of nitrates into the groundwater. Excessive nitrates in drinking water is especially dangerous for newborns and pregnant women. It can hurt the body's ability to move oxygen in the blood. But Jenkins says this isn't new information for the producers in the room.
This issue that we're having is longstanding. The community we're currently in Creighton, Nebraska, as a part of this groundwater impairment, has actually had to install an industrial-size reverse osmosis system to provide potable water for the town.
More than 7,000 people in this region rely solely on groundwater contaminated by nitrates. Jenkins coordinates a program trying to clean the water up. But Marty Link of the Nebraska Department of Environmental Quality says it's hard to address pollution that doesn't come from one specific source.
Non-point source is from widespread application of a pollutant, such as widespread application of fertilizer or manure used as fertilizer. It's coming from all over the place. You can't really put it to an actual address or point.
Pollution coming from a specific place, like out of a factory, can be regulated. But here, the area of concern spreads across four local groundwater districts that each have their own water quality rules. In 2011, the districts decided to work together, along with the state, to address the problem comprehensively. Last fall, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency approved their plan, making it the first in the country to qualify for funding normally reserved for surface water projects. Link says this new funding could make a big difference for Nebraska, where 85% of the population relies on groundwater.
Getting a groundwater management plan accepted by EPA is like chocolate sundae with sprinkles on top. It's wonderful. It really is a great opportunity.
Though it's possible the funds could be impacted by President Trump's proposed cuts to the EPA, Link hopes their collaborative work could serve as a model for other farm communities dealing with high groundwater nitrates. The new plan will provide more money to treat the problem at its source, helping farmers adopt practices that reduce the amount of nitrates getting into the groundwater. Those are things like planting cover crops, deep soil sampling, and more efficient irrigation methods.
Some people really embrace these programs and try to utilize the different tools.
Steve Keck is an independent agronomist who's worked with area farmers for decades. The success of this groundwater cleanup relies on more producers taking advantage of the cost-share programs. But Keck says because they're voluntary, participation is mixed.
There's some people that they don't want to have the government involved in their business whatsoever, so it's individual.
Jim Fuchman is one of the producers who's taken advantage of existing funding. On his 100-year-old farm near Creighton, he uses cover crops and tests the amount of nitrogen and moisture in his soil before he applies fertilizer.
Cost share makes it appealing. Somebody's sharing in the cost with us. They're helping us to look at it. They're helping us to find new ways to be better.
He says the region's long-standing nitrate problem is the result of practices from farmers in decades past, rather than today's producers. His family relies on a home reverse osmosis system for their drinking water because some of his wells have nitrate levels 2 to 3 times the safe drinking standard. But he says he's not that concerned, and margins are tight, so he and other producers don't want to waste expensive fertilizer.
It's contaminated water, as some would view it, but that nitrogen is good for crops, and I'm able to pull that out of there and utilize some of it, so it saves me on some of my fertilizer costs.
If they can convince enough farmers to make changes, the groundwater districts hope to stop nitrate levels from increasing within 5 years. They expect it will take up to 20 years to bring them back down to the safe drinking range. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Ariana Brocious.